From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some video footage shot by a Minnesota television station last year is putting new pressure on the Bush administration. The footage appears to bolster charges that U.S. forces in Iraq might have allowed more than 360 tons of high-grade explosives to go missing. There are fears that some of the material has fallen into the hands of insurgents. The International Atomic Energy Agency had warned the United States that the explosives were stored in a munitions complex south of Baghdad before the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Joining us is NPR's Eric Westervelt. And Eric, first let's talk about this videotape that was shot in Iraq by a Minnesota television station.
That's right. The video shot by the ABC affiliate KSTP was taken April 18th. That's more than a week after Baghdad fell, Melissa. It shows U.S. soldiers breaking the seals on the doors of bunkers at the Al-Qaqa facility. These are the small wire-unlock seals that several former weapons inspectors say look exactly like the bunker seals they put in place before the war. Several former inspectors and people familiar with the facility say the video taken by these folks mirrors what they know of the site. Inside, Melissa, soldiers are seen opening crates and barrels, including barrels with a white powdery substance that experts say is the consistency of the explosive chemical HMX. I spoke with a photojournalist from the station, Joe Caffrey, who said they had some downtime and were out looking around, exploring, and these journalists went with him. He said the soldiers left the bunkers unlocked and unprotected when they departed. And Mr. Caffrey adds that he saw Iraqi civilians walking around inside this vast complex, including some Iraqis in small pickup trucks.
Because the question all along has been, did these explosives disappear before the U.S. invasion or afterward?
That's right. And April 18th is a good 10 days after the fall of Baghdad.
Now, the Pentagon had a news conference today responding to this new videotape. What came out in that news conference, and did it clarify anything about this chronology?
It didn't clarify much. A U.S. Army major told reporters that his unit removed an estimated 200 to 250 tons of ammunition and explosives from one section of this Al-Qaqa facility on April 13th. Major Austin Pearson said that removal included ammunition, TNT, detonation cords, and white phosphorus. Those are materials that have nothing to do with this IAEA-sealed explosives we've been talking about. And he said some plastic explosives were included, but he wasn't sure how much. And the major went on to say, quote, "I did not see any IAEA seals at any of the locations we went into. I wasn't looking for that," end quote. So, Melissa, it's not at all clear that any of this material the Army destroyed in April 2003 at the site is the missing material in question.
And again, the time period that the major is talking about was April 13th. The TV footage would have been shot after that.
That's right, about 5 days later.
The administration this week has been saying that these missing explosives are just a tiny fraction of the overall ordnance that has been found and taken out of circulation by U.S. forces in Iraq. Why is this site at Al-Qaqa of such importance?
Right. U.S. forces have found and destroyed, or they plan to destroy, Melissa, some 400,000 tons of all kinds of weapons, ammunition, and explosives. But this particular facility has been flagged repeatedly by the UN and UN inspectors as an important, well-known site where a huge amount of very powerful dual-use explosives, including HMX and RDX, were stored. And some former weapons inspectors and weapons experts say the U.S. should have done a lot more to prioritize the site and to secure it better and more quickly.
And the suggestion from the Bush administration that Saddam Hussein's government might have removed these explosives just before the U.S. invasion. Is that still a possibility?
It's certainly a possibility out there. And yesterday, the Pentagon released a satellite reconnaissance photo that showed two large trucks outside one of the Al-Qaqa bunkers in mid-March of 2003, before the war. But Pentagon officials concede they don't know what that truck was doing there or whether it hauled anything away. And to many, the compelling TV news video from this Minnesota TV station taken from inside these bunkers on April 18th is strong evidence that at least some of the IAEA-sealed sites were looted after U.S. forces arrived in the area.
Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt.